You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at MoranBlueWaterCDJR.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, the new 105.5 WPHM. It has been one of the most mysterious cases, one that really grabbed the nation's attention earlier this year. Lately, not so much, but there are still so many questions, and you're going to want to tune in tonight for the special about Nancy Guthrie, the mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie. It's hosted by senior national correspondent Brian Enten of News Nation. It'll be on tonight at 9 o'clock on the CW. Brian is online with us right now. Brian, good morning.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us because this is such a mysterious case. And you've really been absorbed in this the last several months, haven't you?
Yeah, I got out. I flew out to Tucson, Arizona the day after Nancy went missing. So I got there on February 2nd. I stayed for almost 2 months, and I've gone back almost every week. I just become sort of obsessed with the case because it just doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, how does this 84-year-old woman just vanish from her bedroom? You know, my sources say the house basically in immaculate condition, no signs of forced entry, no signs of any kind of struggle in the house. And she's just gone. There's blood on the front step, but beyond that, we really don't know what happened.
Do you have any theories?
Yeah, so we get into that in this special that's going to be on tonight on the CW. We have this panel of FBI profilers, retired, that come together. We sit around a table. We go through all the evidence that we have, everything that we've uncovered, and we ask them, what's your theory? What's the profile of who did this? And they come up with a couple of interesting things. They seem to be in agreement that they don't believe it's necessarily a ransom situation, which, you know, you heard about all these ransom notes and this demand for Bitcoin. They think that could just be a distraction because it doesn't line up with any of the ransom cases in history. I mean, there was no proof of life, which is typically, you know, a big deal with these things. You show that the person is alive. You send a picture. You send a recording of the voice. That never happened. Also, the fact that whoever sent those letters went to the media instead of directly to the family is also unusual and almost never happens.
That was strange. TMZ was getting communications from people who said they knew something. You look into that at all?
Yeah, so TMZ got, I think it was three letters. There were two that went to local TV stations. In some ways, they seemed real because in one of the letters, I'm told that there was some information about the condition of the house, about a broken floodlight, and the location of Nancy's Apple Watch in the house that seemed to match up. But what was strange is after that, there was just never any more letters. You know, the Guthrie family offered up $1 million reward, which is significant, whether, you know, even to return Nancy's body. And that nothing ever happened. It just went silent.
A lot of armchair investigators, people that do nothing all day but sleuth on the internet, have seemed to think that maybe somebody in the family was involved. The sheriff has been very clear that nobody in the family is a suspect. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, the sheriff has said that the family has been cleared officially. I have a source who says that there were polygraphs done and that everybody passed polygraph tests. So from everything I can tell, the family is not involved. There's no evidence that the family is involved. And I think, like you said, that's sort of just become like internet speculation.
Will this case ever be solved?
I think so. I mean, based on everything I know, I don't think it's a cold case. There's still a lot of tips to go through. And then there's the DNA component. I mean, there's a hair that they found inside Nancy Guthrie's house. It's a rootless hair, which makes it more difficult to test for DNA, but it's been sent to Quantico. And I'm hopeful that at some point the DNA component of this is going to come through. I mean, you know how it is with other cases. It can be months later, it can be a year later, where suddenly there's some kind of DNA match. There's something that they come up with, and then boom, you get a suspect profile, and they're off to the races.
It's been fascinating to me, Brian, watching how all the technology comes into play. In other words, the Ring camera. There wasn't even supposed to be a recording, but it turns out, oh, they always background record. You know, they were able to pinpoint what kind of backpack this person might have had. And then they were able to, you know, track it down to where it was sold. I mean, it's amazing how much surveillance exists.
Yeah, I mean, the Google Nest camera, the front door camera that got those images of the suspect, I agree with you. I always found that to be amazing just because she didn't pay for the subscription. I mean, the camera wasn't supposed to be recording back, you know, back on the cloud. And the fact that they were able to still go back and find the video is just, it's interesting. I mean, if you have, you know, you think if you're not paying for the subscription, if you have the camera, that it's not actually recording back at the Google home base. But we learned in this case, it actually is. And they were able to recover the video.
Well, it's a fascinating case. We're going to certainly tune in tonight on the CW 9 o'clock to see Brian Anton of News Nation with the Nancy Guthrie special. News Nation presents the Nancy Guthrie mystery tonight, 9 o'clock on CW. Brian, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you for having me, Paul.
You got it. Take care. Bye-bye. The new 105.5 WPHM. Brian Anton, senior national correspondent at News Nation, on the CW tonight, 9 o'clock. If you've been following this case, nobody's been following it like Brian has, but it's just, there are so many things that just don't add up here, and he'll take a deeper dive into it tonight in that special on the CW.